Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
We're in Romans chapter 4 today, and I want to talk to you about what grace is and what grace isn't. Romans chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where we read, "Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness." Maybe it was Augustine who said, "What is grace? I know until you ask me. When you ask me, then I don't know." And I understand the challenge of understanding grace. Now, these two verses from Romans chapter 4 teach us something powerful about God's grace. That grace stands opposite to the principle of works. And grace has to do with receiving the freely given gift of God. Works has to do with earning our standing before God. According to one popular Greek scholar, that's William Wiest, the word grace spoke of spontaneous, heartfelt generosity, given without expecting anything in return, something you would do for a dear friend. Now, the New Testament took this meaning and added something powerful, that God gives his grace not just to his dear friends, but to the undeserving. God gives his grace even to his enemies. And under works, when wages are earned, what one receives is not counted as grace, but as debt. You see, a system of works seeks to put God in debt to us, making God owe us his favor because of our good behavior. In works thinking, God owes us salvation or blessing because of our good works. Under grace, it's different. Salvation and blessing are not received by works, but they're given freely to the one who believes on him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is accounted for righteousness. You see, righteousness can never be accounted to the one who approaches God on the principle of works. Instead, it's given to the one who believes on him who justifies the ungodly. Friends, that's who God justifies, the ungodly. We might expect that God would only justify a godly person. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can justify the ungodly. It isn't as if God is happy with our ungodly condition, and we're not justified because of our ungodliness, but we are justified despite our ungodliness. You see, in Jesus Christ, it's all real. Faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as was true for Abraham, so our faith is accounted for righteousness. This wasn't some special arrangement for Abraham alone. We can enter this relationship with God also. And by this, we understand that there are not two ways of salvation. It isn't as if people were saved by works through law-keeping in the Old Testament, and now they're saved by grace through faith in the New Testament. No. No, everyone who has ever been saved, Old or New Testament, is saved by grace through faith because of their relationship of a trusting love with God. Because of the New Covenant, we have benefits of salvation that the Old Testament saints did not have, but we do not have a different manner of salvation. Friend, stop thinking that you can earn God's salvation or favor. You can't earn it. The principles of works and grace stand opposite to each other. As systems, works is about earning and deserving. Grace is about believing and receiving. So believe and receive God's favor today. The reasons are in him, they're not in you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.